Some of Central Texas' largest internet providers also serve Kansas City, Missouri. Think Time Warner and AT&T, among others. Rick Usher is assistant city manager in Kansas City. He says as soon as word spread out that Google was getting some deals, such as waived fees and giving Google access to right-of-way and even to city facilities, his phone did not stop ringing.
Those contacts came, say, a few weeks or in some of the cases months after the agreement became clear. And under Missouri law, we had to give them those same consideration.
Now Google Fiber is coming to Austin, and in this case, large providers are not waiting to react. AT&T released a statement just a few minutes after Google's announcement saying it, too, plans a 1 gigabit network. Tracy King is a company spokesperson. King says AT&T wants the same waivers that Google gets.
There's a myriad of rules, regulations, policies. People in Austin know how difficult it is to merely remodel their own bathroom. Think how difficult it might be to build an infrastructure that delivers the type of network that they want. Those are the rules and regulations we're asking folks to look at very critically to recognize whether or not they truly are important or if they are creating an unnecessary barrier to entry.
The city of Austin says Google isn't getting any type of incentive. City staff indicate such deals were not on the table. They say they're open to any proposal from other providers. One of the largest is Time Warner. The announcement from the giant search engine left the company unshaken. Spokeswoman Melissa Sorolla says Time Warner already provides the fastest internet there is.
Oh, you know, we started laying out the groundwork for high-speed internet in the mid-1990s. And a point I do want to make is with those products and services, we serve all parts of Austin. We have established roots in the community as well and have more than 1,000 employees who live, work, and play here in Austin.
For its part, Google promises internet speeds 100 times faster than Austin gets right now. But it's hard to tell. In Kansas City, the first customers won't even have access to Google Fiber until the summer. Nothing will begin to happen in Austin until 2014. Joy Diaz, KUT News.